Mili Khatun worked at Phantom Apparel on the fourth floor of Rana Plaza. When Rana Plaza collapsed, her husband disappeared before her eyes. She now works at a small garment factory run by a friend. Mili has this to say to Americans who buy clothes made by workers like her.
We work hard, but as hard as we work, we hardly make enough money to subsist. And whenever a factory worker goes to drink a glass of water, whenever she goes to the toilet, factory supervisors scold her. They often spew profanities or slap workers around. We have to work under a very tight, busy schedule. We can't even spend our time for lunch. The environment is not friendly at all. So the buyer could contribute in changing the environment, increase the amount of pressure on factory owners. We can create ways in which people from two different countries can stand together.
Beauty worked on the eighth floor of Rana Plaza in the New Wave Style Factory. She still suffers from headaches, ear problems, and recurring nightmare visions of the dead workers lying beside her when Rana Plaza collapsed. Beauty wants to tell Americans who buy clothes made by workers like her.
The government tells people they are giving a lot to survivors of Rana Plaza. The actual situation is, I'm a survivor. I got only 95,000 taka, which is $1,206. What should I do with this meager amount? Had I been able to continue my work, I would have earned on my own. But because of the government, factory owners, and buyers, I've sustained injuries. A lot of people came to the survivors of Rana Plaza with promises. Someone said they would take care of the children. Someone said they would accommodate us in alternative production. And someone said they would take care of compensation. Nothing happened. Those who promise are prospering, getting the benefits, not those who are victims and survivors. Buyers have the responsibility to look for these things.
Firoza worked for Phantom Apparel on the fifth floor of Rana Plaza. She sustained injuries to her head and spine in the Rana Plaza collapse. She now works in a small garment factory owned and operated by Rana Plaza survivors. She says,
"Yes, when people from countries like the United States buy clothing from Bangladesh, in a roundabout way, they are helping the Bangladeshi people. At the same time, I deplore the political situation in our country. The leaders are at war with each other. You can exert pressure on our government so that they could stop fighting each other. Then they can solve the problems that prevail in the garment sector."
My name is Kalpana Akhtar, and at present I'm the executive director for Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity, which is a labor educator NGO. And we are working here almost 14 years. One thing we wanted to tell directly to the people in America, you are the people who can make difference. You have, you know, purchasing power. You may know that this, you know, the workers are dying hundreds in these factories. You may know this is a sweatshop factory. If this is reality, there is one other reality, is that we need these jobs. We are talking about 4 million workers who directly employed in this industry. Majority of them are women. They are young. They just started to know what is the economic freedom is. And they even, you know, don't know yet what is the women empowerment is. Please let them have that. But when I say that we need these jobs, we want these jobs with dignity. And you consumers, you can ensure that dignity. And the dignity can come with three basic things. One, a living wage. Second, a safe workplace, which will ensure that we don't die in hundreds in the factory. And that can be done you know, signing the accord, which is, you know, one groundbreaking piece we have now. And third is union voice at workplace. If our workers are free to organize and bargain with their respective factory management, they can sort it out their problems. So these three things I consider the, you know, dignity, and a consumer can raise this to the brand. So your one voice may be not heard, but if you talk in a group, if you talk hundreds, you know, that would be loud enough to let this brand to know what you have to say.
Sarah Hussain is Honorary Executive Director of BLAST, Bangladesh Legal Aid and Services Trust. She advocates for survivors of Rana Plaza and families of Rana Plaza victims. To American consumers, Sarah says,
keep believing in Bangladesh and supporting workers here, but, you know, keep supporting workers here and improving their situation. I don't think it's a situation where you can look away and say, it's all so terrible, I don't want to be part of it, or shut it down, it's too awful. I don't think those are the right solutions at all. And the point is, there's been incredible change in Bangladesh, a lot of it to do with what's happened in the garments industry. Amazing, you know, opportunities have opened up for women who've been in the industry as well. And I don't think you'll find many workers who'll say to you, shut down the industry, or don't come here. They'll say the opposite. And the fact that the world buys things that we make, it's a big difference to what conversations we can have inside the country, who we can talk to, and what we can talk about.